The northern arm of the Great Salt Lake has never been so low in modern history. KUER's Judy Fays found out how that's setting up a one-of-its-kind science experiment.
13 miles of railroad track stretches between Promontory Point and Lakeside on the western shore of the Great Salt Lake. And the rock causeway supporting those tracks has made water levels fall in the lake's northern arm to the lowest level ever measured. Water in the southern arm's now 2 feet higher. Corey Angeroth leads the water surveillance team for the U.S. Geological Survey in Utah.
I think the most interesting thing that's going on the lake right now is the fact that the culverts have been closed on the railroad causeway. So the north arm and south arm are really separate lakes right now.
The divides disrupted mineral extraction and brine shrimping, key parts of the lake's $1.3 billion economic impact. The railroad's building a new breach in the causeway, and water should be flowing again between the two sides next spring. That's when scientists like Angeroth will be measuring the salty lake's response.
Being able to show where we're at right now in respect to where we've been in the past is very important information.
Angeroth says decision makers can use the data to determine the smartest way to manage the lake's resources. Judy Fays, KUER News.